to public hearing, and again, one more time, Mr. Patterson.
So many encores. As the mayor stated, this item is a consideration of amending our subdivision ordinance. Just a little detail about the way the subdivision ordinance works. When a piece of property is proposed to subdivide for development, the city has requirements as to infrastructure to be installed to carry the development at the time of approval. For large-scale developments such as we've seen proposed with the Carlston Ranch project, it being over 1,300 acres, this was not something that's fiscally feasible for the developer. So the planning department is proposing a provision to be included into the subdivision ordinance called a bulk plat process that would allow for large-scale developments that have gone through our master planning process and have had a master plan and an infrastructure plan approved by the planning department, the city staff, planning and zoning commission, and then ultimately council, to be eligible to subdivide the property into development tracts without the requirement for the infrastructure to be installed right away. The city is protected in the sense that although the developer is not required to install the infrastructure with this bulk plat process, agreements are put into place that would require any sub-developer that took one of the smaller pieces of property to develop would have to install the infrastructure that is called out for in the master plan and the infrastructure plan upon approval of their subdivision. This is a way for these larger scale developments to split the property where they can market it to subdividers to come in and actually develop the individual developments. This is something that we worked with a few lawyers on the Carlston Ranch side out of Albuquerque and got this, I think, in a good place, and we present it tonight for your consideration, and we recommend approval.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Jeff, this would work well with a mix of zonings in a particular area, C1, C2, R1, R2?
Yes, sir. We restrict this provision to those developments that have produced a master plan that tells us what the uses are going to be and the scale and where the uses are going to be inside the property. This is not something that someone with just a large piece of property can come before us and split theirs at will. They have to go through our master planning process where they've presented to City Council what their mixed use is going to be, and you guys have approved that.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Anyone like